The final battle, highly anticipated as always. And we're going to start with big news. Phil Jackson has come out and said that he almost, and a lot of emphasis on the word almost, traded Kobe Bryant for Grant Hill. Imagine how the landscape of the NBA would have changed if that had happened.
Imagine if he never even traded for Kobe Bryant.
True.
I mean, a lot could happen, and that would affect Phil Jackson's legacy by a lot. He might have been stuck at just six championships after...
Only six,
yes, but he would be just in that same range as a Greg Popovich. He'd be one of the greatest, but he would not be considered the greatest coach if he ended up trading Kobe.
I mean, we saw Grant Hill's potential, but Grant Hill never really got there
A lot of injuries.
Exactly. As far as a great player, Grant Hill never really got to that point. And maybe in that case, you think, okay, well, Kobe wasn't there, then Shaq would have stayed. So maybe you win a couple more with Shaq. But, I mean, Kobe Bryant for Grant Hill is not a good trade. Let's be honest. We're fooling ourselves if we think otherwise.
I definitely would go with just the fact that Kobe has progressed the way that he did. It shows that Phil Jackson made the right decision, you know, keeping that option open. Grant Hill just never developed into anything, you know. Like you said, he was kind of always the Steve Nash type player for me. You know, secondary, really consistent. You know, a John Stockton. You know, able to make those plays when you need him to.
Never the star.
But never really getting that, you know, Kevin Durant last second shot or, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, time frame of just wow. So definitely, you know, it's good that Phil Jackson was able to keep Kobe on that.
Former Cardinals and Broncos quarterback Jake Plummer thinks he can help the NFL. How, you ask? Cannabis oil. The guy who once transitioned to handball after the NFL is going back to his old employer to help with the distribution of cannabis oil.
In the words of Stephen A. Smith, stay off the weed. That's all I got.
It's definitely going to be a topic of the NFL in the next few years. I don't really want to get into that topic at all, but it's going to be a topic. Jake Plummer might have a future here. Who knows?
Gordon agrees with it.
Yeah. In the words of Chris Berman, Jake, I should have been a plumber.
All right. And finally, Adam alluded to this one a little bit earlier in the show. Braxton Miller is bringing DJ Khaled to Ohio State's opener versus Bowling Green. If you are still one of the few people who follows DJ Khaled on Snapchat, you will be in for a treat because I imagine this would be a very, very entertaining day of DJ Khaled.
Definitely. It's going to be fun just to have a little bit of, you know, goofing off. And it's good that Braxton Miller is able to do something, kind of going back and having some fun at Ohio State.
What is Braxton Miller doing at Ohio State? Shouldn't he be like getting ready for the season to start?
The season's already, you know, got that bye week kind of going into it. There, all the preseason games are wrapped
up. It's not like he's close to Ohio State. He plays for the Houston Texans, I believe. So it's kind of a long trek to go up there and then start the couple days later. You start your season.
Well, I'm sure he said Braxton Miller.
He appreciates
Braxton Miller, and it's going to be interesting. See what he does. Maybe he does a little mixtape or something on the field. I don't know. Whatever DJ Khaled does.
Best.
You know his snap.
A little mixtape.
His Snapchat's going to be fire.
That's all we know. I unfollowed him on Snapchat a long time.